Live from the Journeys Group Studio, this is Taking Care of Business.
Good day, this is Tommy Pate.
And this is George Pate.
Taking Care of Business. Today is the week of Independence Day, 4th of July. And I'm proud to celebrate being an American. Those of you that are not proud of being an American, do us both a favor and change the channel or cut the radio off, because I don't want you to listen. I was thoroughly dismayed and disgusted by the Hollywood divas this week saying that we should outlaw Independence Day, should not be celebrated because 51% of Americans don't have rights anymore.
I'm disappointed that you even read what they had or listened to what they had to say in the first place, quite frankly.
You know, I am too.
I'm disappointed that you even gave them any of our airtime.
Retract that. No, I'm continuing to be amazed at the temper tantrums being called by Roe versus Wade.
You know what? What really kills me about this whole thing. The first one is the argument that I see that, you know, my uterus has. It's good to know guns have more rights than my uterus does. I said so. Okay. Do you have to have a permit to carry a uterus around? Can you go into a federal building? Can you go into an airport?
It's not about the uterus. It's about the baby in the uterus. Okay. It has got nothing to do with the woman's body. It's got everything to do with the baby, life.
We're talking about another human life here. Yeah.
Well, and I'm sorry. That human life does have more rights than your uterus.
Well, and people just, I don't think a single person actually understands what the overturning of Roe v. Wade actually means.
It means the states made the decision.
Yeah, the real irony is people say they're taking away our right to choose. And the real irony is by giving power back to the states, they're giving the power back to the people to choose the legislators and the elected officials to make those policies.
If you read the judgment, it said that there is no right, constitutional right to abortion. And go read the Constitution, there is not one.
All the Supreme Court said was there's nothing in the Constitution that makes this a federally protected right. So it's not up to us. That's all they said. But the real irony is that they have given more power to us, the people, by giving it back to the states, because now you can vote in the people that you think would do the best job with those policies. But anyway,
let's not get too started because I'll be ranting right.
Yeah, we'll do a whole show about this, but that's not what we're here for.
My name is Tommy Pate. I'm a certified financial planner with the Journeys Group.
And I'm George Pate. I'm a financial advisor with the Journeys Group.
We are an independent registered investment advisory firm in Aiden, just outside of Greenville, North Carolina. Our phone number is 252-746-6785. Again, that's 252-746-6785. You can find us on the web at www.thejourneysgroup.com. Again, www.thejourneysgroup.com. Our website has a variety of financial articles that rotate. It's got our schedule, our contact information if you wish to get an appointment with us. It's got links to YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Schedule of our upcoming events, and it also has our radio show podcast, Taking Care of Business. So if you miss a radio show, you want to hear the podcast, that's the place to go listen to it.
Yep.
Potential upcoming events: we're potentially having a hands-on retirement seminar that would be in person, not a Zoom call.
Mm-hmm.
And we are discussing the possibility of having once a quarter a live radio show where you can call and ask questions. Yep. So we would invite your to reach
feedback
out to Kinsey and let us know if that's something you'd like to do.
Yep.
I thought this week we would talk about independence because this is the week of the birth. This is the birth of the greatest country ever known to mankind. Independence is I looked the definition up, is a state of being free of control of some other person, country, or entity. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now, those of you that are listening to me, all two of you, do you consider yourself to be financially independent? In my mind, there were three
criteria,
three chapters you have to look at to be financially independent. One is debt, one is retirement, and one is worrying about tomorrow. Now, what is debt? Debt, another definition, an obligation that requires one party to pay another.
Which seems to go against the definition of independence in that sense.
Indeed. The Bible actually says debt's not good. Now, also, those of you that want your college loans forgiven, let me go back. An obligation. All right. Now, there's good debt and there's bad debt. How would you define good debt?
Good debt to me is something that, at the basis, a debt that you can afford. And I don't just mean something you can make the payment on, but it is not what we call a dumb purchase. It's something that, like, let's say a car, for example, it fits in your budget. You're planning on keeping it for longer than the life of the, from a fiscal perspective, a good debt is something that will outlive its payment period. So to speak, you know, so if your payment period is 5 years, you want to keep it for 10 years. Good debt is something that you can afford. It's not a silly purchase. It's not something that is going to put you in a hole down the road.
All right. I agree with some of that. Some of that I don't. A good debt is a debt that builds wealth or value over time.
Okay. Yeah.
And the three best examples I can give you are student loans. Yes, you should pay those back. A mortgage or a business loan. These are all good debts because you're using debt to add value to
put back in your pocket down the road.
You got it. Okay. Now, what's bad debt?
Bad debt is something that doesn't build wealth. That would be
absolutely nothing.
That would be credit cards. I would also argue that some people's student loans. I would argue that some people's student loans it could be a bad debt. Credit card. Sometimes a car loan. The biggest one to me when I think of bad debt is credit card.
Well, I agree with you too. Your earlier comment was that anything that you can't afford is a bad debt. Now, little test time here for those of you listening. How many of you have ever, and I've got my hand raised up because I'm guilty too. How many of you have ever used your credit card for something that was absolutely ridiculous, or something that was not necessary, or something that was not needed? And not necessary would include dues to a country club or to a college club. It would include anything that you desperately don't have to have. And if you've used your credit card to pay for anything like that, you got some bad
debt. That's bad debt, yeah.
Myself included. Go back to independence. Our independence is state of being free of control. Debt, first word, obligation.
Debt's probably the biggest controller of people's lives that we see. Just in the 4 years, it's actually officially been 4 years now. As of July 1, yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Have a party for you later on at the office.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, cupcakes.
we see a lot of people. We see a fair amount of people come in with a credit card debt, and most of the time it's not, you know, $50,000, $100,000, but usually it's, you know, between $10,000 and $20,000. It's a substantial amount, and it is the biggest controller of people's finances by far. I think it's credit card debt. What do you think? I'm
gonna disagree. Your concept is good. The reality is not. And here's why I say that.
This is experience.
Unfortunately,
talking now.
Yes. No, unfortunately, it's not the biggest controller. If it was, they wouldn't have it.
I see what you're saying. I guess I'm saying that the credit card debt is driving their finances, not them driving.
Okay, I agree with that. Yeah. But unfortunately, if they were aware of what a bad debt, a credit card debt, is,
they wouldn't have it in the first place. Yeah.
And I guarantee the vast majority of you that have credit card debt, it built up over a period of time. It wasn't one big humongous.
You didn't go spend $10,000 at one time. You spent a couple hundred bucks here, a couple hundred bucks there, yeah. But you couldn't pay it off at the end of the month, and then it built up.
But you can't possibly be financially independent if you have bad debt, and there is no. And those of you that play the game with the credit card and pay it off every month, that ain't bad debt.
Yeah, that's
bad debt means you owe it, not that you paid it off.
Because again, that's money you're putting back in your pocket, you know, over the long haul.
All 1% of you that do that.
Yeah.
First of all, no financial independence if you have debt, if you have bad debt. I've said this before, I'll say it again. I do not think there is anyone out there that could not get out of debt, including their mortgage, with a 7 to 10 year run. None. I've never seen it. Usually seven, and that includes mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, you to be financially independent, you have to give up your dependence on other things like peer pressure. I've got to be in the country club, or peer pressure. I got to be in the Wolfpack club or the Pirate club, or family pressure. I got to take my family on a nice vacation, or self pressure. I've always wanted that car.
It's something that can be done, you know, within that roughly 7 to 10 year period. But a lot of times it takes some pretty major overhaul. It takes a really honest, hard look at your finances. And there's a lot of times you got to give stuff up. But the thing to remember, and we've talked about this a ton on the show, is instant gratification versus delayed gratification. All right, I'm not going to be a part of the country club and the Pirate, Wolfpack, Ram, whatever club for the next 10 years. But when I'm 10 years from now, when I am totally out of debt, my house is paid off, I'm going to buy an even better membership to those things than I was before, because now I can afford it, because now I don't have that debt saddling me back. And so now I can have what I have right now and then some, because number one, you got better football seats, better membership to the country club, whatever. And number two, I don't have to worry about debt every month. So that's the hard part of this, is being able to look at your situation and being able to give some of those things up because they're not necessary. But again, you got to be able to look down the road and say something greater is coming if I do this right now.
And if you're going to bed at night worrying about paying your bills, then you got too much debt, probably. You certainly can't be financially independent. All right, second big worry, retirement. I would say the vast majority of people that are concerned about their retirement are ones that started paying attention to it with 6 or 7 years left to go.
A little bit too late, yep.
Yeah. Your work, your career, whatever span, is going to be roughly 30 to 40 years.
30 to 35, yeah.
Yeah. It is much easier to make an adjustment in year 5 than it is to make an adjustment in year 30. An adjustment in year 5 of maybe saving an extra $20 a month is a lot easier than saving an extra $2,000 a month in year 30.
Which is not, I mean, that those are very realistic numbers, yeah, too. That's not just something we're pulling out.
But time and time and time again, we have people come to our office that have less than 10 years to go and are nowhere near retirement ready because they've put in 2% to their 401k instead of 10, or they owe a bunch of money on that big house they wanted, and these typically people, the ones that have credit card debt. And if you go back and look at the way they have spent, and this is me again, by the way, fortunately I came out of it,
but it took you, again, it took you a while to come out of that. You know,
yeah. But if you go back and look at it, you go, wow, I can't retire. But, man, we had great vacations, and we got great seats at the football games. And
yeah, I'm gonna work till I'm dead, but, man, we've had a good time along the way. Yeah.
Now, that may be worth it to you. I don't know. I haven't met anybody yet that doesn't want to retire one day, but, hey, that may be worth it to you. But, again, financial independence of any form comes with planning. It's not just going to happen. Our country became independent because our forefathers got mad. And they sat down, they wrote out a plan. And the plan was called the Constitution.
You know the real irony about that? They got mad because there were like 3 taxes being levied by a figurehead somewhere. How many taxes do we have levied against us today?
Don't get me started. Anyway. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, but literally, they got mad, so they sat together, they formed a plan, they executed the plan, boom.
And this plan America. took place over several years. This was not something that they just sat down one day and did it.
Yeah. And so you're not going to become independent by hoping. It takes an intentional, positive, I'm going to start working on this, be it paying debt or paying retirement. The vast majority of you, if you're honest with yourself, either has no concept where they're at in retirement or they're nowhere near where they need to be. And the vast majority of you would also vehemently deny you have bad debt. We have seen people, I've been doing this 38 years, 39 in November, and I have seen people that bought a bigger home that they didn't need and could barely afford, but because they had to have that status quo. And there's professionally and personally, there's nothing sadder to me than somebody whose entire self-worth or self-concept is based on other people's opinion of them.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about keeping up with the Joneses. More often than not, the Joneses are barely keeping up. More often than not, the people that you think are watching you are not. They're because they're worried about their finances. They're worried about what's going on in their own lives. They're not looking at you.
Yeah. You want to catch somebody, people go, I say, why are you in the country club? Because you really can't afford to do that. Well, my business requires it. Well, does your business pay for it? No, then it doesn't require.
It's not required. Yeah, they can't force you to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm you know, if you're in it, that's fine. But I'm telling you that if you took that $275 a month you were paying to the country club and put into your retirement plan, you'd be a lot better off.
Or I've got to have it for my kids, and the kids are 6 months and 6 months and a year old, and it's like I don't really think the I hate to disagree, but I don't think the kids are getting quite the enjoyment you think they are out of it. But
yeah, your kids are going to cost enough. You don't need that country club. George made a good point, too. When I first joined the Wolfpack Club, because I graduated from NC State, I think it was $50 a month is what my – no, it was $25 a month. Now, that meant I had seats that were in the atmosphere.
Now, but how long was it after you graduated that you joined the Wolfpack Club?
Oh, probably 15 years.
Yeah. But even after 15 years, you started at the base level.
As base as I could get. That's all we had.
But that's my point is that you started. I mean, you started at the lowest level because it was something that you wanted, but that's what you could afford at mm-hmm. the time. And I mean, you know, it was something that you wanted. You could afford to do it, but that was it. Yeah, you didn't go above that.
And our football seats literally were at the next to the top row. And our parking was in an empty field.
And it probably took 25 minutes to walk from the parking to the stadium. Yeah.
Now your mama. My wife loves basketball, but we couldn't afford basketball tickets. We could only afford football tickets. So we'd been members of the Wolfpack Club for probably 10 years before we started buying basketball tickets.
And now, were you buying season tickets, or were these just individual games at that point?
Initially, it was individual games. Who could afford season?
Exactly.
Now, and folks, I'm not bragging on myself because I had made every mistake you can make. At the same time I was doing this, I was probably using my credit card to pay for it. So yeah, don't.
Yeah, we're not standing on a pedestal here.
Yeah, no. I mean, I made every mistake you can make, but you cannot be independent if you owe bad debt and you're not prepared to retire one day. The last thing people worry about, and we're really seeing this big time now, is tomorrow. What's going to happen tomorrow? And the only way to get out of that one is to put your faith in the man. You've heard us say time and time and time again that the Journeys Group is a Christian-based financial planning firm. Does that mean we don't make mistakes? I can't speak for George, but I make a lot of them. The difference is I'm forgiven, though, you know. But my point is, and I have what I consider to be a fairly strong faith, and I still worry about tomorrow. And if we had the proper relationship, then we wouldn't worry about it anymore. The Bible is very clear about, look at the sparrow, lilies of the field, they neither toil nor sow, yet Solomon in all his glory doesn't look as good as they do. Also says that God knows when something about the sparrow's egg hatches or something like that. I'm not a biblical scholar, mm-hmm. but my point is, if you do the best you can, and you put the rest of it, your faith in Almighty God, it's going to work out like it's supposed to.
Yeah, one of my favorite verses says today, and I'm extremely paraphrasing here, so please don't hold that against me. You got enough things to worry about today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Today, it says something like, today has enough toils and troubles of its own. Don't worry about tomorrow, because there's enough going on right now today. And worrying about tomorrow doesn't change what's going to happen tomorrow. One of the most poignant things, because I worry a lot. I inherited that from my mother because she doesn't have it anymore. That's what she tells me. One of the most poignant things I read recently was that we spend so much time worrying about tomorrow. We have this idea, this concept of something terrible happening tomorrow, but it hasn't even tomorrow hasn't even happened yet. So why would we waste our time and our energy worrying about a scenario or a situation that hasn't even happened yet?
Well, the best analogy I can give is that those of you that are parents, or those of you that had parents, which I think would be everybody.
At some point, yeah.
Either as parents or as recipients of parents, there was a decision made that the child did not like. And either you made that decision as a parent or your parents made that decision on your behalf because they knew what was better for you. Almighty God knows what's better for you. And he has a plan for you that is cannot be beat. And so when you're, I'm air quoting, when you're disappointed that something didn't work out, that's because it wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, somebody, I don't remember who it was one time, somebody said, if my life turned out the way that I wanted it to.
Oh, my God.
It would be horrible. Yeah. I mean, it would be awful.
Yeah. And so if you think about this, if you are doing the best you can do, doesn't mean you don't make mistakes. Doesn't mean you don't screw up sometime. And I mean big mistakes. I mean, you hurt somebody's, I don't mean just bad credit card. I mean, you hurt somebody's feelings or whatever. But you focus on trying to put your trust in God. Now, it ain't easy, but you will never have independence without it. Never. One of the last things that Moses told the Israelites before Moses climbed the mountain and died was that God vowed he would be with them every day, every step. And that's the way it is. So in your finances, if you're focusing on getting out of debt, if you're focusing on retirement, and you turn the rest over to the good Lord, man, it's going to be a sweet life.
I was going to say, yeah, you're doing everything that you can on your end, and there's a certain point where you can't do anything else. I mean, that's you've done all you can do. You've checked all your boxes. Now it's time to let somebody else take it.
Yep. If we can help you with this, finances, of course, we can help you spiritually, too. Not that we're ministers. Yeah. We can put you in touch with people that are. But if we can help you with this, give us a call at 252-746-6785. Again, that's 252-746-6785. Be glad to talk with you about your debt and your retirement. Be glad to pray with you if that's what you need. But we can pretty much get you out of financial issues. I can almost promise you. We're pretty good at that. Instead of worrying every day about what tomorrow's going to bring, let's get together and put a plan in place that takes care of tomorrow, what aspects we can control. And the aspects that we can't control, let's let somebody else take care of them that has better abilities and better knowledge than we do. If you haven't done this yet, if you haven't focused on your debt, hadn't focused on your retirement, hadn't focused on relationship with God, why not try something different?
It's got to be better than what's happening right now. It's got to be better than what you're doing right now. If nothing else, it can't be worse.
No, when I see some of the stuff I see and now going on with the current administration in office or people ranting and raving over Roe versus Wade, I lean back and go, I'm glad I'm not in charge of this stuff. I'm glad the man is. You're
not kidding.
But, I mean, you got nothing to lose to try this. Because I can tell you, I have been financially independent. I am financially independent now, thank the good Lord. And I have been dependent. And it is a whole lot better being financially independent. And I'm 62. I became financially independent probably less than 5 years ago because I did every mistake you could make. Everything wrong, I did financially. And so this is not the pot calling kettle black. This is, well, actually, it is the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, in the sense that you've been there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I understand, guys, how hard it is. I do. I understand how hard it is to tell a child, no, we can't afford to go to Disney World, or to tell your spouse, I just can't afford that car. But I've said this before, they would rather have a happy parent and a present parent, not one that's dead from stress, than the stuff that
Disney
you can
World.
Be able to buy from. Yeah, I'm telling you. Years ago, one of the things we used to sell life insurance was we used to use Fisher Price people, Weebles. And, you know, we would make an example of, okay, the daddy Weeble, the mama Weeble's gone. What happens? And nobody said, we can't go to Disney World. Nobody said that. They immediately said,
we can't take care of our kids.
What are we going to do?
Yeah,
how are we going to take care of our kids? It was funny how quick it came out of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, if we can help you, give us a call at 252-746-6785. Again, that's 252 746-6785. Get on our website. Shoot some questions to us if you need to. Ask us for information. We will be glad to sit down and talk with you. It's really not that hard to get financially independent.
Takes a little bit of effort.
Man, it is worth it. George is 26. He's pretty close to being financially independent already. He started off on the high road as opposed to his dear old dad who started off in the cesspool. Just one last thing. We had years ago, we had a rocking chair on our front porch, and my wife called it the worry chair because that's where I would go sit and rock back and forth and wonder how I was going to pay the bills. So I have been there, done that.
And it ain't near as much fun as what you are now.
No, it ain't. Anyway, hear the music. Let's get out of here. Appreciate you chatting with us today or letting us visit with you. Hope you have a great week. It's going to be a hot one.
Yeah.
Look forward to visiting with you next week. This is Tommy Pate.
And this is George Pate.
Taking care of business.
The proceeding has been a paid program. The advice and opinions expressed by the Journeys Group and their guests are their own and may not reflect the opinions and advice of WTIB or Interbanks Media. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although should not be relied as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and unless otherwise stated are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Fixed annuities are insurance products. Fixed annuities, rates, returns, and guarantees are subject to the claim paying ability to the underlying insurance company. Please see a statement of understanding and prospectus for a full detail on products discussed. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation and as such is not intended to be a direct recommendation. Before acting on any information mentioned, you should seek the advice from a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine whether it is suitable for your specific situation. Investment advising services are offered through the Journeys Group, an SEC registered investment advisor.